You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. Our focus today is on every wind of doctrine. Clearly, the Word of God does not want us to be carried about by every wind of the doctrine. That means you will hear this, you'll be troubled, you will follow it. Somebody can come tomorrow and tell you that you need to raise your right hand up and shout hallelujah 10 times. That's how you will have victory. You will follow it. Another person can come and say the reason why you're having challenges in your life is because there are generational curse, there are ancestral spirit. You begin to battle that. Somebody can tell you that if you want to overcome that sexual sin, you must fast for 6 months. You say, okay, you go by that again. Another person will come to you and say, no. What you need to do is to be praying at night. You cannot be sleeping by 12 a.m. Between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. That's when wickedness works. So you must stay awake and be praying. Then you start doing that. You will have sleep problem. You will begin to have blood pressure problem and create all manner of issues for yourself. You are carried about with every wind of the doctrine. Now, but I want to say that, you see, you are more vulnerable to every wind of the doctrine when you have challenges in your life. That's when you are more vulnerable, because you are going to try everything. You are you've been trusting God for a job and you have bills to pay, and then somebody is telling you that there is a man somewhere. When he lays his hands on you, your problem will be solved. You may likely want to try it. You have a child that is troublesome, or that has some form of ailment, or some challenges. You've taken that child everywhere to the best hospital. They've not been able to resolve it. Then somebody can come and tell you that, you have to be praying 2 a.m. every day. That's where problem are solved. There's a portal that opens by 2 a.m. You are likely to go and try it. Why? You have challenges. You are not married. You are 45 years old. You are still single. And then they tell you that there is a man on the mountain, that anytime people go there like this, they come back with their husband, they come back with their wives, and they will take you there. You are likely to go. Something is saying to yourself, let me try it. Maybe this is where everybody has been going and they've been getting married, and me, I'm just on one spot. Let me give it a trial. You know, when you have difficulties, you'll become more vulnerable. That's when somebody can tell you and say, you need to give a seed. You need to give a seed of 1 million naira. You need to come out with $1,000. You say to yourself, maybe if I give it now, maybe that's when this issue is going to be resolved. Oh, let me go and give it. Be careful, brethren. Don't let challenges in your life shift you from Jesus. Be rooted in Christ. You know, the earlier verse, verse 13, says that, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He said that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. So the antidote to being carried about by every wind of doctrine is to know Christ. See why the devil has what he's doing to us today? He has beat us at our own game. Look at what the devil is doing. He simply keeps you from knowing Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus is not being preached in our pulpit. The devil knows that as long as people don't know Jesus and they are not rooted in him, any other thing he brings, they will follow it. A man can wake up and say, I cannot follow a poor pastor. People will clap for him. They will believe him. They will begin to work with that mentality, even though they have poor parents at home. They will believe it. Why? Because they don't know Jesus. There is no alternative. The only thing that can keep you from wind of the doctrine is when you are rooted in Christ. You will not be afraid. You know, sometimes, you know, people do some things that amazes me. Somebody watched a message I did on a particular subject, and then went and listened to another person on that particular subject, and then came to me and said, I should come and listen to what this person said, that what I said was very clear, that he understands what I said, but what the other person said is confusing, and so he is confused, that I should listen to that person's message and help him to understand what the person is saying. Can you see how people confuse themselves? Somebody had taught you something. You said it's very clear. You receive understanding. You went and looked for another person. And you now said that person didn't teach it. I should now be the one who should now come and correct and come and help you understand what another person is teaching. So why are you looking for things everywhere? You see, once you are established in Christ, nobody can shake you. Nobody can move you. You see, that understanding is so fundamental. Because you know Jesus. You know the mind of Christ. You know this is what Jesus wants. You know this is his teachings. This is what the kingdom is all about. When somebody comes and brings something else, you are not moved. You are not moved. I had a man, he said, the reason why he has many cars, paid everything paid for, houses, no rent, no mortgage, he bought everything, he has money. And so, he said, it's because he has discovered the secret. And the secret is every day, he keeps saying, Lord, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. I said, so all of us should be saying, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. And then we all have money. We will all have riches. But when you listen to what Jesus said, he said, why do people call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? So you know the Lord is not interested in people who are saying, you are the Lord. You are the Lord. By just knowing what Jesus taught, you are not going to be deceived by that kind of a thing. Of course, I know what the man was doing to make money. But he said, he just says, you are the Lord. That's his own formula for wealth. So brethren, you need to be established in Christ. That's why we are laboring to teach the teachings of Christ. If we don't do that, you will not go anywhere. So what the devil has done to the church is that he has ensured that the preachers do not preach Christ. They themselves don't even know Christ. So they are preaching many things, but people are not established in Christ. So those people are vulnerable. They can be deceived. They can be tossed here and there by every wind of the doctrine. But I pray today that you will not allow those challenges in your life to tilt you away from Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.